Welcome to today's episode of Journey to There, the invigorating podcast that's exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. And now your hosts, Tracy DeForge and Russ Reba.
Hey, Tracy, would you say I'm a creative guy?
Yeah.
This is just kind of a matter-of-fact thing.
I mean, if you weren't a creative guy, A, we wouldn't be friends, and B, we wouldn't be doing this show together.
Well, and I'm proud of you because you went from the dark side to the, in Star Wars terms, the Jedi side, because I would say the Jedis are creative and the salespeople are on the dark side. That's the way it is when you're in a radio station. You stop me at any time, Tracy.
Okay, so I will stop you now with a big whatever because I'm Princess Leia anyway.
So Tracy was the sales queen, and she actually came over to the creative side. Now we're doing this creative thing called Journey to There. Everybody claims to be creative these days, especially in a tech-savvy, app-crazy generation, because technology allows us to be creative. So some might say, well, you're kind of cheating creativity, and then others might say, hey, this is bringing the creativity from within you outside of you, right?
Well, I would say at this day and time with everybody so slammed for time, take it where you can get it. And if creativity is an app for you, then, you know, at least you're getting into that right side of your brain. And if, you know, of course, my preference has always been, you know, I always call it head to pen, pen to paper, because typing for me is, or playing on technology is not really creative, because I'm, the perfectionist in me comes out where I'm like, want to do the autocorrect and check the box and do whatever that is. And so then I'm already back into my left brain. So, creativity is what it is.
I have to say, my whole career, I've always earned a living being on the creative side of things. So it kind of comes natural to me, and I come from a creative family. But to take care of a little business here, along with the creative Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba, and we're getting our creative on at the intersection between personal and business growth. The website, journeytothere.com, on iTunes, just search Journey to There, or according to our last episode, you might be able to search sexist pig and my name will show up. That was an intense show.
.com. Let's see what comes up. RussReba/sexistpig.com.
All right.
If you want the update on that, listen to last episode.
it's not all that bad. Just look up episode 11 on the Journey to There podcast or on the
please
website.
Don't send any more hate mail. I can't take it anymore.
It wasn't that bad.
Hey, okay, well, you know what? We're having our creative vibe today, so we're going to let that go and get into our zen.
And I'm the one who brought it up.
Yeah. Deep breath.
Hey, subscribe to the podcast. Please rate the show, because it really helps out the success of the show. And we really, if you like it, give us that 5-star rating on iTunes. Tracy, what you got?
Okay, so our topic today is creativity. It's not just a buzzword. And how I came up with this topic extended from a conversation that I actually participated in yesterday, and I haven't really stopped thinking about it, because it was one of those conversations where the truth hurts and you know it. Like, you don't really want to be all about like, that's not really true, when like inside you're going, dang, how did she figure that out? But at the same time, it was a positive conversation, and let me tell you why. So I was, I've mentioned before on our previous episodes that I own a business called Get Your Muse On. My business partner and I were having a meeting yesterday, and we were chatting with one of our customers that's just been there since the beginning. So she knows me really well.
Explain real quick what Get Your Muse On is all about.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Okay. So first of all, I'm amazed at amazed in a sad way that I often get asked, what is a muse? And it makes me sad, because muse is all about inspiring creativity, and that you, like, for example, Russ, you are my muse on the Journey to Their radio show, because you inspire my creativity.
I'm looking it up now. Muse, it can be a male or a female, or is it just an idea?
Well,
I like it
like pixie dust in fairyland, but you're going to find more of a black and white definition, I'm sure. But for Get Your Muse On, I shared this in a previous episode, but I do want to bring it back.
Let me interrupt you here. As a verb, to muse is to consider something thoughtfully. As a noun, it means a person, especially a woman, who is a source of artistic inspiration. There you go.
Oh, see, then that would be, I'm the muse on the journey to the
There you go. And that's according to vocabulary.com. So I have to give props where props are due.
And I appreciate that because you defined it way better than I was about to and took a lot less time, I'm sure. Okay, so Get Your Muse On was not supposed to be a business. And that's what's really more important about this episode as opposed to me giving you a commercial for my business. What it is that after I was had circled back, and we talked about my work addiction in the last episode. So if you didn't listen to it, please do, even if you're just curious about work addiction. So I am more than curious about it. I live it and struggle with it on, you know, let's just say today I'm not struggling with it.
It is a real thing. I remember one of the comments on one of our past shows, the girl commented, "Is this for real?" And as far as work addiction, yes, that is a real thing.
It is very real. And creativity has been a lifeline for me. One of the takeaways from the last show was to just find a way to be creative and not to put pressure on yourself on what that is. And so that was actually the catalyst for this topic. And then I happened to have this conversation. And our business is about inspiring people to be creative. We do teach classes and workshops, and they're centered primarily around painting. But we also have Doodle Zen classes that are to get you meditative and, you know, knitting, crocheting, whatever. It's all about different types of creativity and exploring that. Well, the exploration part was the part that I got hit with yesterday. And that was because I used to try to take the workshops, and I couldn't get through them. They're 2 hours, and I couldn't get through them because I was so type A that A, I couldn't stop talking, and B, I kept wanting to check my email. So my business partner essentially kicked me out of our workshop.
She gets kicked out of a workshop.
I did. I got kicked out of my own business's creative workshop. How sad is that? So that being said, that's what led to the conversation, because our customer was like, "You don't ever take those workshops anymore." And I looked at my business partner. I was like, "Yeah, because I got kicked out." And she didn't deny it, just so you know. And that led me to thinking about creative outlets and how to find them and what my journey was. And I just feel like that so many people are hearing about creativity. Yes, it's a buzzword, and, you know, get creative and use your time to instill creativity into your life. But then at the same time, we find in our business, and I found for myself, that that actually can overwhelm somebody, because they left that 6-year-old coloring person outside the lines, everything is free person. It's still inside of them, right? But they're pretty dormant. And so to wake that little fella or little girl up is scary to some people. So in my pick your poison, if you will, journey of trying to find my creative outlet, I will tell on myself once again, because that's what I'm here for these days.
But spill it all out.
Okay, so I was desperately trying to find something else to do after I discovered that working 24/7 wasn't working for me anymore, and that I needed to find some other things to do. And I'm really fidgety anyway, so you guys can't see me on the show, but I don't sit still.
You were playing with your toes.
Yeah, well, that's because I was so nervous. I went back and listened to that episode, and I died laughing at myself.
Well, you were almost crawling into fetal position there.
I was, and that's just because I shared so much vulnerability, and I'm about to do it again, so who knows what position. I'll probably have, like, my leg by my head or something. But I got one of those bouncy ball chairs, and they're supposed to help you with your abs, but they help.
She's going to be ripped by the end of this show.
Yeah, Russ makes fun of me, but all I do when I'm on the mic is I just bounce up and down. It makes me happy. Okay, I am clearly off topic. All right, my creative outlet. Did you ever notice, Russ, that I start procrastinating with total avoidance?
Yeah, and you
I
make
really
the
sh- don't want to share what I want to share.
And you make my job difficult, because you make the show longer than it needs to be.
I know. We did that totally last time. So
no,
that
show actually could have gone longer.
That could have gone for days. Okay, so here's what happens with me. Maybe there's someone out there that can relate to it. Maybe not, but either way, I'll feel better sharing it. So I went on this path to find my creativity. It started with an email. Tracy, get your muse on. Every time I would get an email, it was supposed to inspire me to do something creative. So first I was like, I'm going to make jewelry. Because at the end of the day, what female does not like jewelry, right? So I'm thinking I'll make my own. It'll keep me from buying it. So...
She wasn't making diamonds in 14 karat gold jewelry. Just a little side note.
We're just talking about stringing some beads from Michael's, if you know what I'm saying. So that being said, I took a guest room in my house and I got all this pegboard and I bought all these beads and I set up this wholesale account with all these different people that sell beads and I bought all these beads. And you can walk in that room right now and all those beads are still hanging on the wall because they're so pretty, but I made like two necklaces.
So that's where all the beads came from.
That's where all of it like, looks like hippiedom, but really it's just my muse-alicious desire to make jewelry. So that being said, I was like, okay, this clearly isn't working, but I did outfit a beautiful bead room. And Russ, this, I don't know if this strikes at your heart, but I bet if Elaine was listening and talking to us at the same time, she would be, yeah, I got this. Because it's sort of this nesting thing that goes on with women. It's like we can't start a project until the space is right, the desk is right, we have the right lighting.
You're asking if that's my wife, Elaine. That's me.
That's you? Oh, good.
Can I tell you?
You can share about it.
Can I tell you before I sat down at the microphone this morning, I took some Windex and dusted off the studio desk.
Right, because, well, obviously that was before I got there because I just brought in all my crap and
exactly.
spread it out.
There's but, beads well, everywhere now.
So, yeah, well, you know, it's kind of like show and tell, but I couldn't really show them to them, so I had to show them to you. So, all right, I'm glad to hear you do that, although it's not necessarily going to tie in with my justification for why I
no,
do it.
No, it ties in with my OCD.
OCD! And that's what I like about you because you are so phenomenal with your perfectionism and our product.
Yeah,
so
I'm loving it here.
And what I found was this was actually procrastination in its purest form. I really did want to do something creative, but I couldn't allow myself the downtime. I wouldn't open myself up to just being taking quiet time and doing what it needed to be and to happen in order to do it. But if I was busy setting up the space and I was telling myself, you can't make a bracelet until you have this perfect space, then I was actually kidding myself, thinking, well, I'm going to get to it. I just, you know, I have to have this and I have to have that. But then when all that happened, guess what? Not so much. So that was like red flag number one on this journey to find my muse.
You know, let me just stop you there because it reminds me of the business person that goes to start their own business. And before they actually start the act of running their business, they pour so much time, effort, and finances into creating that perfect office space. Then they don't end up using it because they don't have the business going yet, and they kind of do it what some people would say in a backwards form. So make sure you have the idea, you have the business, you have the creativity, and then build your space around it. That might work out for some people better.
And include it in part of your creativity process, absolutely, but don't procrastinate on getting the business started as a result of it. And I, you know, you just reminded me, I was going to sit here and go, and I didn't do that. I just jumped right into my business and I started it and it's been fantastic. And then I realized that I did exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. I got this office outside of my home, which was fine because I didn't feel comfortable meeting with consulting clients in my home. So I feel like that was actually legit. But the time I took to get this office and I went and bought furniture for it and I got this really cool rug and and that thing was outfitted. You want to talk about creativity. Yeah. That thing looked like a total just, you know, designer showcase office that no one went into because I didn't work in it. And that was right before I've told everybody right before I relocated. So I did all this and then I freaking moved out of town.
Right,
so go figure.
Right.
I'm seeing a pattern here, Russ. It's sort of scary. And I wish that was the end of the pattern, but of course it's not. So I gave up on the beating and then that's, Get Your Muse On became this business and it was really fun. And when it very first started out, I would try to paint and I got kicked out of the workshop. I already told that. So then I thought, you know what? I am going for knitting because knitting is something I can do while I'm watching television. Please don't. No one wants to live inside my head, right? Okay, so I go and I'm like, I'm going to knit. It'll keep me from snacking on popcorn at night. I can do it on road trips. I can.
While you're driving?
No, disclaimer. My husband
you're
is
the passenger.
Really, my husband is really clued into my obvious work addiction. So I, when we go on road trips, I'm not allowed to have my phone on. Forced accountability. So I'm thinking, great, I'll knit in the car.
So Tracy doesn't text and drive. She knits and drives.
That would be really scary, actually, if you saw how I knitted and drove, those two combinations.
You'd end up with a knitting needle in your eye.
Oh, absolutely. Which I've actually almost done because I've gotten so frustrated with the knitting, which is the rest of the story. So And anybody who does knit, they are going to literally be laughing along with me on this. So I get the needles and I get the yarn and I start knitting. I teach myself. It is a disaster. And then I don't know what to do with it because you get to the end of the ball of the yarn eventually.
Just give it to a cat.
And so what I would do is I would just take, once I would get to the end of that ball of yarn, I'd just take it off and then I'd just start another one. So all I was doing was just knitting and knitting and knitting and knitting.
All right, you're offending knitters
anywhere
around the world.
No, they're like, don't come to my knit club. Okay, so we can see that failed.
All right, no beating, no knitting.
No beating, no knitting, no paint workshops.
I hope one day you're not going to be laughing about the radio show here.
No, okay.
So then perfect. I started this radio show.
So that, okay, in a long-winded way, that was what the conversation was about yesterday. So they were making light of the fact that I had gone through all these creative iterations and have drawers full of yarn and walls full of beads. And gosh, you should see I have buckets of paint and none of it's being used. And so my response, and it came completely from my heart, completely spontaneously, and I'm going to say it here again, which is I said, you know what? I may have gotten kicked out for talking in the workshop, but that is what helped me find my muse, and my muse is audio, and I have a radio show, and I can talk as much as I want.
Yeah, exactly.
Proven here today.
Until I turn this little knob down and mute you.
Which hopefully you will be the only one doing that after this show.
Okay, so there's many ways to get our, so to say, creative on. Whether it's doing beads and knitting or even a radio show, to even getting creative with your relationship to keep things fresh, whatever it may be, it's very important to bring that creativity out in you.
It really is. And I mean, in all seriousness, I've been doing a lot of laughing at myself so far. But the reason I wanted to do this topic is because there is such an underlying powerful element to bringing out creativity. And that being said, I'm sitting here so curious right now because I just realized, so I've found my way back home getting and being on the radio show and being around the community and everything that was my first love. But it's not necessarily my full-time business, so to speak, because my consulting practice is where I spend a lot of my time outside of the radio show.
Of course.
You, Russ, are doing our radio show, and it is your whole business.
Yes.
So how do you get your muse on outside of the microphone without it being work?
You know, I would have to almost ponder on that, because even though I do this as a living, and I do it on an everyday basis, it's still I have to find ways to be creative in what I do. And I've always had this thing. Let's say when I'm writing a script, if I'm writing a script for TV or for radio, I'll write the script, and then I'll ask myself, all right, what can I do to make this script more creative? And then, you know, you bump it up a notch, and then, you know, you stop after that, or you're going to overdo it if you keep trying to notch up the creativity. I would say outside of what I do with work, everything is family. Everything is with my kids. I know that I try to get creative when I'm helping out with My fourth grader's homework projects, where if he has to do something like sometimes he has to write a script for a commercial for one of his projects. And I say to him, well, hey, let's go one up on that and go ahead and you write your script and we'll create that script into an audio or a video production. So
well, I would say it's creative just for you to be able to schedule everything around your work for your kids. That's got to involve some serious creativity.
It is. And that's the thing is I'm so involved with the kids as far as, you know, picking up from school, dropping off at school and everything. So I have to squeeze in that little bit of creativity because I don't have set work hours. I could be working, you know, during school hours, or I could be working after hours. I could be working through the night. And then there's the other kind of outlets besides creativity where I have to just shut everything down and go for a run just so I don't implode or explode.
I do consider physical activity creativity because when I'm not running anymore, but running was such a passion of mine for a long time during a period of stressful time in my life. I guess everyone listening to the show thinks every period in my life was stressful, but it wasn't. But I ran and trained for a half marathon, and I'm with you. Like, that time was so valuable to me because my head was clear and I could just think. And I did a lot of problem solving that way. And that is getting into your right brain. So if you're running and you're problem solving and it's just happening in a more subliminal way than if you're tapping into your left brain trying to put the square peg in the round hole and get the answer.
Right.
If you give yourself this opportunity for creativity, then a lot of times the answers that you're looking for, business solutions, personal challenges, that it just like clicks with you. And that actually happened yesterday at the end of that conversation. We had gone outside and we're talking in the parking lot, and there was a puzzle piece of a business model that I've been trying to put together since last October. And as a result of us talking through and having fun and having that conversation about creativity, in that moment, I actually had the aha and I was able to put that last piece to the puzzle. And now I can move forward with this business model launch that I need and want to do. So creativity isn't all about I know the adult coloring book phase, if you will, is really popular right now. And I'm so excited about that.
Well, explain the adult coloring book phase.
Well, okay. The next time you go to the grocery store, you will now probably notice this and think of me and think of us. And that is that they're everywhere now. So it used to be that people would encourage you to quote unquote, you know, color outside the lines or doodle or just do something in that fashion. But now there's this huge movement of adult coloring books where people are buying them and buying colored pencils, and they're taking time out to color someone else's artwork because, you know, they might not be comfortable doing their own, but they really like the idea of the meditative process that comes along with just slowing down and coloring the coloring books. Now, me, I tried that, of course, because, you know, I'm going to try it. And I did not love it only because my creative spirit did not want to color someone else's art. My creative spirit wanted to draw my own mandalas or crazy, you know, loopy figures or whatever and color those in. So a blank adult coloring book works for me. I don't think they sell those. I think they're otherwise known as notebooks.
Well, everybody has their outlet for creativity. And when it boils down to it, I think creativity is fun. And everybody needs fun in their lives. And I would like to see somebody challenge that statement.
Well, I'm about to. So. Oh, gosh. I'm exhausting. And this is what became very real to me as we grew our creative business, is that people were really struggling. So these parties are called paint and play. They are totally for entertainment. They are, I mean, yes, they cost money for the ticket to entry, but once you're in there, you have a blank canvas, you have an instructor, you have paints, you can do anything you want with this canvas. And we see people who get all stressed and they feel like they can't do it right, and they're comparing themselves to other people and their paintings look better to them. And so I started implementing, and we have signs everywhere that says judgment-free zone, because the self-judgment that was going on in those parties was taking the total joy out of it. And that is, if I wanted to reiterate anything about today's topic, is that it is not about what ends up being the outcome of whether or not you decide to paint, knit, draw. It's not about that. Even with running, it's not about whether you like lose 15 pounds or gain muscle strength. It's about that you're connecting with yourself in a way that is healthy and wanting you to just be within yourself and start thinking in a way that is different than what you might normally do in your routine.
Yeah.
I first found out, and this is interesting because you just, when you started our episode, you were saying about how that I was on the sales side of the business. And when you and I first met, that is absolutely true. And then you were on the production side of the business. And that was, it was as black and white as it sounds. And if you guys have never experienced creativity versus monetization, if you will, and it's a never ending battle. And the interesting thing about what you said is that if you fast forward, you know, the 20 plus years, I read a book and I was introduced to a book called The Artist Way, and it's by Julia Cameron. And I am a huge fan because reading that book gave me so much permission. And that's really at the core of being creative. That is the first step, is really giving yourself permission to actually be creative, not to set up the room, but to actually be creative mm-hmm. and in the messiest space, even if it's the corner of your house. She talked about this fact about people that are shadow artists, and shadow artists, by her definition, are people that hang out with creative people because they want to feed off their creative energy. And I just had the biggest aha with that. I was like, oh my gosh, that is me. I was in the radio business for so long because I love the creativity of it. But being on the mic as I am now, I mean, I did it every now and then, but not in a full-blown show like we have today.
Yeah.
So I was the shadow artist. I was the person who was hanging out with the people that were writing the books. I was the people who were hanging out with the people doing the radio show because I was feeding off that energy, but I was hiding in the shadows and not putting forth my true creative spirit. And now that I have done that, wow. I mean, look.
What took you so long, girl?
Fear. And just as silly as that sounds, I think so many things come down to fear because I wanted to do it again. Oh, we could go on all day.
Well, I'm trying to think of what episode number the fear is.
Okay. We've had a fear episode, but you know what? Maybe we'll do a fear episode about how to unblock it in a creative way, because it's just like you get these messages again when you're little, like, you know, make sure you color in the lines. And parenting, I'm sure these days are hopefully are not saying that, but when we were raised, that's the way it was. And then this whole thing about when we grew up, it was like, yeah, being creative is fine and good, but you can't make a living off of it.
Well, that's,
so just do it as
let me
a
tell
hobby.
You, that's what I heard. What, you know, the radio thing, you know, I know you're having fun, but you're getting older now, and, you know, is that really what you want to do? You know, what happened to doctor and lawyer and a professional where you're guaranteed that income? And my answer was always the same. I want to have fun. I want to have fun earning a living.
And I have so much respect for you because you have stayed the course, followed the path. And even when I ask you what you did outside of creativity, it was still a wonderful answer because you are creating a life that you love and giving yourself the life that you love so that you can be creative within it. And there are so many people who are fearful to even think about doing something like that, much less actually do it. And so they're shadow artists like me. I was a shadow artist, but now not so much. I want to claim that I am an artist because I always used to feel super guilty about saying that because I was like, well, I don't really make anything. And then I look back on my career and it's like, I have built so many wonderful businesses for people, with people, as part of my practice, as part of my relationships. I mean, I've built some wonderfully creative and beautiful outcomes.
I will not argue with that.
And that has been my creative outlet. But what I'm so excited about is the full circle of now being able to do like what you were saying. Now I can be creative in the way I define being creative while doing something that I love, which is this show. So the two have finally come together, which is a true gift.
So your takeaways, Tracy's takeaways.
Well, I thought a lot about this before we open the show. Like, how do you take away on the topic of creativity?
Well, I was going to say, you have to give us a creative takeaway.
I do, but I also want to say that creativity is relative to every single person and who they are and how they define it. So I do have some takeaways, but I wanted to actually put them in the framework of the business side of things. And that is because that's where I feel like people drop off the most in encouraging creativity and being creative and honoring creativity, like I was just saying, in their business, that they are an artist within themselves and how they run their businesses. So I grabbed an article from Fortune magazine, and they were saying that creativity in the workplace used to be a nice to have, but now it's a must have. And I was reading that and I was like, yes, that is what I want to convey in our personal lives and in our business lives. Creativity and being creative are really not a nice to have anymore. They are a must have. And so that led to my takeaways, which I felt like I wanted to circle back to talking about, you know, reminding everybody that my first shot at creativity was not the one that stuck. In fact, right. There were several different efforts at me taking time to be creative that didn't stick.
Well, also, it almost sounds like you were trying too hard to find a creative outlet that it didn't just kind of fall into place. You were grasping at creative, what you thought might be your creative outlet.
Okay, that's one of those moments where the truth hurts. I had never thought about it that way, but you are 110% accurate, because when I started this search, so to speak, I was like, I have to be creative. I have to find a way. And I even told the story that way. So you pointing that out is pretty phenomenal, because I had really not looked at it that way.
Yeah.
So my takeaway might shift a little bit, because originally it was to just keep trying. If you don't find your muse the first time, or you don't find something that feels like a fit for you for the first time, just try a lot of different types of outlets, from music to writing to journaling to painting to photography. I mean, any type of outlet that you're drawn to. And now, thank you, Russ Reba, now I have to take away and think about this, is that make sure that you're not trying to force your creativity, because you're absolutely right. That's what I was trying to do. And when I gave up trying to force it, which I did, that's when Journey to There was literally born. And what a powerful expression of creativity, and such a rewarding and joyful and pleasurable extension of me, Journey to There is. So yes, I was forcing it. It didn't happen. And now when I let go and just did what I love to do, then here it is. So thank you for that.
You know, I love it. Tracy's takeaway changed in mid-takeaway. And that is proof that these shows are not scripted. This is the real thing.
We could not write this stuff. Come on.
Hey, we are certainly going to spark some comments on this show, as well as some inspiration, as well as the next episode, so please be sure not to miss it. Subscribe on iTunes, like we have been begging you, and please rate it. Rate the show.
We're begging. Listen. We're just encouraging.
Well,
I mean, come on.
All right.
We're not desperate.
Well, yeah, but you're listening to the show. All we ask is give us your ratings, give us your feedback, throw us some comments. You can also listen on the website, journeytothere.com. Get your fill of the Journey to There radio show, along with Tracy DeForge. I'm Russ Reba.
We hope you've enjoyed today's journey, and we invite you to visit journeytothere.com to download full episodes, find show notes, and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. We want to hear from you. Give us feedback or ask any questions by clicking or tapping Contact Us. That's journeytothere.com.